From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. If the country's sagging economy has an epicenter, it may be El Centro, California, east of San Diego. The farm economy there was already suffering when the local housing market took a nosedive. Now nearly one-fourth of the town is without work, giving El Centro one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
For decades, people have crossed the border from Mexico into this part of California looking for jobs. But as the U.S. economy goes south, so might more people from El Centro.
I don't know. I can handle it. I got to go back to live to Mexico again because it's hard to live here. We are kind of broke.
Robert Duenas lost his job as a construction worker last summer with the housing bust. He immigrated from Mexico 8 years ago and became a legal U.S. resident. Like many people in this mostly Latino town, he has ties to both countries. Wages are lower in Mexico, he says, but so is the cost of living. He's just about had it with El Centro's economy.
I'm looking for a job every day. You know what? I knock doors and talk to the right person, but the right person say, I don't need people right now because I have no money to pay people.
Vendors at the local swap meet say things are bad on both sides of the border. Besides the U.S. recession, the falling peso means fewer Mexicans are crossing over to shop. José Rincón says people aren't buying his merchandise, not even his special offer, $3 for a grab bag filled with clothes and electronics. His cut-rate swap meet is practically deserted, and many of the local stores, restaurants, and car dealerships have gone under. Whenever big chain stores announce they're hiring, hundreds of applicants vie for the few positions available.
Honestly, everybody's hungry to get a job, and they're willing to do whatever they can, and there's not very many positions.
Aurora Chacon is a single mom with a teenage daughter and enormous medical expenses. She got laid off after the farm company she worked for downsized. Now she's hoping it doesn't take another 8 months to find a job. She's surviving on weekly unemployment checks and $500 in savings.
I mean, you look in the paper, there's 5 ads for help wanted. 5. For a driver, a haystacker, and the other 3 were for nursing.
Nothing for which Chacon is qualified. So until she finds another job, she and her daughter are rooming with her grandmother. That's not uncommon, says Kimberly Collins, a border economics professor who lives in El Centro. She says chronic joblessness has become a way of life here.
There are soup kitchens, and the food bank, you know, has a lot of customers. But you don't see people just milling around the streets because people have to survive. People rent out they convert their garages, they make them apartments. They bring in income other ways. You know, and a lot of people have garage sales, and they're continuously having garage sales.
Even before the recession hit the rest of the country, El Centro was seeing double-digit unemployment.
Well, typically, we were running 17%. We've always been double the California average.
Rubén Duran is the city manager of El Centro, population 40,000, whose median income is $34,000 a year.
There are actually some smaller communities near us that have higher unemployment rates.
Duran says part of that comes from being a farming area where jobs come and go with the crop seasons. But even here, in a place where people have come up with creative ways to survive, getting by has gotten a lot harder.
It sucks. It really sucks.
Ernie Cortez sums up his job prospects while hanging out at one of the few affordable places in this desert town, a stand where locals enjoy chili hot raspadas, or ices, even when the temperature rises to 120 degrees.
It's a lot of struggle down here, basically. You get in trouble a lot. There's nothing to do. You know what I mean?
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.